Tana Rabbanan. Ilu namer oznoi videlis. The Torah would have said oznoi videlis.
That means his ear by the door. Hayis yom, I would have said yedaker keneged oznoi videlis. He has to pierce like in the door. The main thing is to pass make hole in the door just by his ear. But delis in oznoloi, maybe the piercing only has to go through the door and not through his ear. So Mar asked the question, v'yoizin loy, is it possible to say they don't have to pierce through the ear? V'yoksiv, the pasuk says, v'ruotza adoyne v'esozno b'matzeya. It says clearly that it should pierce through the ear with this matzeya. So how could you say not the ear? Ella rather like this, ha'is yom, I would have said, yiratzenu li ozen me'avroi. First it should pierce through his ear outside. Then v'yinechenu ala delis, v'yadaka k'neged ozno b'delis. And then stam bring the yevet near the door, and then pierce by the door, just by his ear. But not that it has to go through the ear and through the door. Each one could be done separately. On this Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, no, be oznoi uva delis. It has to be going through his ear into the delis. Hokate said, how does it come out? Doiker v'hoylech ad shemigiyah eitzel delis. That he has to like have his ear right near the door, and then he pierces through the ear, and it ends up, the owl ends up, in the door. That's the way he makes the Ritziyah. Now the Gemara says Delis. Torah says Delis. Shemayani, I would have thought to say, Shemayani ben akura ben shein akura. Whether the door is attached to the doorpost, or whether it's akura, whether it's detached. It's not attached to the doorpost. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says mezuzah, the doorpost. Ma mezuzah ma'im, just like the doorposts are always standing, they're attached. Av Delis nami mumed. Who then this door has to be attached to the mezuzah. Now, Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai, hoyederish es amikra zekim in chomer. He should dash in these psukim very strongly. Rashi says chomer means like tzroha magolius, a tzara abaisim, tole betzavo tachshim. It's very pure, very, very nice. He used to dash in these psukim very good. And he used to say like this, manishta ana oizin, mikol evorim shebaguf, why was the ear picked over other evorim? Omra kodesh baruchu, Oizen sheshoma kolu, your ear that heard my voice. Al hasina by hasinai. Bishor shomarti at the time when I said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Zakla Yisrael b'nei Yisrael was to me for a slaves. And we make the drasha v'loy avodim li avodim. And we are not supposed to be an eved for somebody else. We're only supposed to be an eved to Hashem and not to anybody else. So really you're not supposed to become an eved ivri. And still, this person went and sold himself and put upon himself a new master, not only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he has now another master, is Yirtza. Such a person, we go and make a Ritziya, we pierce his ear as if to say ears did not listen well what was said by Hasinai. For Rabbi Shimon, by Rabbi Hoyadurish, Asimikra Zakim and Chaymer, he also used to dash in this posik very nicely like gems. And what? Me used to say like this. How come the Torah picked the door and the doorpost from all other kelim in the house? Is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Deles u'mezuzah." This door and this doorpost. Show you Edim b'Mitzrayim. They had to do by Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were Edim. Bishor sheposachti al hamashkuf v'al hashtei amezuzos. Bishasta Mageth was going around by the Makas Pecherus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses, the Jewish houses, that had the Dam Pesach on the Mashkev, on the Shtei HaMezuzos. So the Mezuzos and the Mashkev is the Edus that Hashem skipped over Klai Yisrael. In other words, He made Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'yomarti, and then Hashem said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, and we darshin v'lo yavodim liyavodim. V'yoytzei sim meyavdus l'cheiris. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from being an Eved to Paro to become free. Free means now only to work to Hashem. For all then this person went the corner Adam Liatzim, and he went and acquired, bought himself, sold himself to be an Eved Ivri, to have a new master, is Yirtza b'fneim. He did not listen, see now should be pierced in front of the door and the mashkev, which are the Edus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kili b'nei Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop here. The old Navchov Bezim Abez by the Mishnah. You could buy an Eved Kenani either by paying money for him, or else writing him a shtar, or else the chazoka through working with him. We'll see in the Gemara. The koines atzmai, an Eved Kenani could go out free, the kesef ha'idei acherim, somebody else could give money for him to the master, so like you're buying him free, or else v'shtar ayidei atzmai. Or else by shtar, the master could write him a shtar shichrur and give the shtar to the eved himself. Ayidei atzmai, he himself could receive it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir shita that money has to be given ayidei acherim. The eved himself has no money, can't free himself with money, somebody else has to give the money. But shtar, the eved himself could receive it. The Chachamim Moim Nechom say, the kesef ayidei atzmai. You know, by money, even the eved himself could free himself. If the eved has money without his master, he can give it to his master to be freed. Over shtar ayidei acherim. However, when the master wants to write him a shtar shichrur, it could only be ayidei acherim that the master has to give it to somebody else to receive it for the Eved. But mashma, you cannot give it to the Eved himself. But ubilvad, the Chum say, sheha kesef mishal acherim. That's that the Eved could use his own money, but it has to be money that somebody else gave it to him, like we'll see in the Gemara, with the condition, almanah shein l'rabbi v'shusba. Because like this we hold, whatever an Eved is kaina, it automatically goes straight to the master. So how does the Eved kinani ever have his own money? So that's what the Mishnah says, according to Chachomim, the kesef ayidei atzmei could be his own money, it means somebody else gave it to him with the condition that his master should not have it. We'll see in the Gemara. So Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know to the ratio that you could become, you could buy an Eved Kenani, you could have this Kinyan, and the Eved Kenani with either kesef shtar chazoka, in other words, it has the loch like karka. So Gemara says, yeah, because the Pasuk says, Dechsiv, V'isnachaltim oisom levneichem achreichem l'reshes achuza. That whenever you buy an Eved Kenani, if the master dies, his children get it, v'toros yirusha, just like yashin achuza asada. So therefore, hakeshin akosav l'asada. The Torah is telling us now that an Eved Kenani has the same halacha like a asada, like a field. L'stei achuza, like a field that you own. Therefore, ma sadei achuza, just like if you want to buy or sell a sadei achuza, nikna, you could become, you could buy it. Bekesa by paying money for it, bishtar by writing yishtar mechira, or bechazoka going and using the karka, is af eved kenani the same way when you want to buy an eved kenani, nikni could buy him either by paying him bekesa with money, bishtar writing him yishtar, or bechazoka, or else by him starting to work for you. That's the way you could be kind of an eved kenani. An eved kenani in the mal is a goy. And now when you buy him, once you get this kinyan of the Eved Kenani, there's a chiv upon the master to make geiris with him, that he becomes like a Jew, that he has mitzvahs like an isha. Since he has the kinyan Eved Kenani on him, he doesn't receive mitzvahs more than an isha. Just later, when the master frees him and the kinyan avdus goes off him, then automatically he becomes like a regular Yisrael. Tamar says, I would have thought to say, maybe just like a Sadei Achuza goes back to the owner by Yovel, Af Eved Kenani Chazer L'Bailam B'Yovel, Talmud Leiman Ol Yoylem B'Em Tavoidu. The Torah says he's supposed to work with him forever. Have a care, we learn there's an Issa not to free your Eved Kenani. But Adrav, he's supposed to work with him forever. He does not go out free by Yovel. Tona and the Bryce that adds on, Af B'Chalipin. You can even buy an Eved Kenani with a Torah's Kinyi Chalipin. You give him the suda, your handkerchief, he's kainer it, the material is there, he's mocking himself back to you. If so, but time of the dan, why does now Mishnah say it? Because I'll tell you, milsa, the lesser b'metaltalin ketoni. But milsa, the isa, b'metaltalin, like ketoni. Our Mishnah only wants to say kinyonim that do not apply by metaltalim, things that move around by utensils. But a kinyon like chalipin, which would apply by metaltalim, our Mishnah does not say. But our Mishnah could agree to this also, though. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel adds on another chiddush that Eved Kenani nikteva meshicha. You can make a meshicha, just pull him to be kind of the Eved Kenani. Kate said, how's the case? Talk for, you have to grab a hold of him, or bo etzla and pull him to you. Kona, then you're kind of. That's called the kinyan meshicha. You're dragging him closer to you. What about Kori, you stam call him, or bo etzla, and he comes to you, loy kona. That's not a kinyan. So Shmuel adds on that meshicha helps. So it's like this. Bishleim latani didan. It's good according to our Mishnah why it doesn't say Mishicha, because like we said before, milsa the yisav b'metaltlem like a tani kinyonim that apply by metaltlem we don't talk about. Only the lesser b'metaltlem katani. We only say kinyonim that you don't have by metaltlem things that move around by utensils. So therefore, since chalipin also applies by metaltlem, our Mishnah does not say it. Elu latana bro, according to this other tana that says, Chalipin, Nisni Meshicha. Why doesn't it also say Meshicha? Once you say chalipin that applies by metaltlim, why don't you say meshich, which also applies by metaltlim? So Gemara says, even according to that Tana, ki katani nilsa the isa bein b'mekarkoi bein b'metaltli. But meshichud b'metaltli isa, the mekarkoi less a lekatani. That Tana only says kinyonim that applies by both. Both by karka, by property, and by metaltlim. So chalipin applies by both, it says it. But meshicha, pulling something, which does not apply by karka, you can't pull karka, therefore does not say the kinyan meshicha by Eved Kenani. Even though it could be they agree to Shmuel, they agree to the locha, that maybe meshicha does help, just he doesn't say it because he only says things that applies by both. Now, Ketzad, what's the case where you become the Eved Kenani with a meshicha? Talk for you grab him, Obo'etz, when it comes to Yukono. But Kor, if you just call him, Obo'etz, the Lekono, that's no good. For the Gemara, is that true? But Kor, Eloi, just calling him, no, but Tani, we learned. Also, Gemara's later. That case of a Mesira. How is there a case you could be coined, let's say, a behemoth animal with Mesira? That the master just gives over the rein to you. Also, if you grab a hold of it, Batalfo by its foot, Besara by its hair, Beyulkif Sholeh with saddle on top of it, Beshlif Sholeh. Rashi's Masor, that's the bundles on top of him. Befrum Beyashim Apiya, the bit in its mouth. Ubezug Shavasavoro as the bell around his neck. Korna, each one of these is a bigger chiddush, because it's not mamish. The first one's part of the animal mamish, its foot, or its hair, it's able to cut off. Okay, if it's not even part of it. It's a chiddush that each one of these things also, if you give it over, it's called the Kinyan Mesira. That's if the owner is holding it and giving it over to you, that's a Kinyan Mesira, is giving it over to you. Ketzer b'meshicha, where's the case you're coining an animal by dragging it? Kairalo, if you call it, be born, it comes to you. Or shekisha b'makal, she hit it with a stick. Verot the solofon of it, it runs in front of you. Bench, kivon shokra yad v'regla, as soon as it moves its foot or its hand, kono, that's called the kinyan meshicha. Rebbe asi v'yamilo rabacho imer achetelech lofon of molekamosli. It's not enough just to move its foot and its hand, but has to move its complete length. That's how much the animal has to move. But I call upon him, you see, if you call an animal and it comes to you, that is called a kinyan meshicha. So why do you say by never it's no good? So it's Amri, I'll tell you, behema died to the morozlo. A behema, when you call it, it doesn't have its own dat. It's only coming because of you. So that's called you're dragging it. But Eved, I died to the nashe kozel. And Eved, a person has its own mind. So when you call it, it's up to him to come, yes or not to come. Therefore, it's called, it's coming by himself, not because of you. That's not called the kinyan meshicha. Therefore, you have to grab him and drag him. Omer Ravashi, Eved Kotin Kibhei Madami. And Eved Kotin, though, that doesn't have his own das, he's like a behemoth. Here would be enough just to call him. That would be called a good kinyan. Tana Rabbanim, learned like this. Ketzed Bechazoka. How is the case that you could be coined a Eved Kenani with Chazaka? What's called he starts to work for you? So we say like this, Hitoloi Manoloi. If this Eved takes off your shoe, so he starts to do some work for you, Meshamish you, that's called Chazaka. Oyhoylach Kelov Achor LeBesamercha. So he carries your clothing for you to the bathhouse. Relsev Shito, he takes off your clothing. Echitzu, he washes you. Sochu, he rubs you. Gordu, he scrubs you. Hilbishoi, he puts clothing on you. Hanilu, he puts your shoes on. Hegibiyo, he picks you up. Kanu, these are all kinyanim chazaka. And those are the evitz starts to work for you. That's called the kinyan chazaka. Omer Rabbi Shimon adds on and says, loitei chazaka gedolei me'agbo. Kinyan chazaka should not be greater than hagbo by picking it up. Shehagbo kainu b'chol mokum. That's the kinyan, anything that you could pick up. If you pick it up to be kinder, there's a kinyan agbor, whether it's metaltlim, whether it's an eved. Shmuel adds on that if the master wants to, he could be kinder as eved kanani by just picking it up, picking him up. So Gemara says now, Omer Rabbi Shimon. Shimon just said, loy teichazach gedolei me'agbor, shagbor kana b'chol mokum. Hashda the amrit tegibiyuhu l'rabbi kano. That's what you just said. We just give one of that. Gemara says, my comma. What does Rabbi Shimon mean to say? Omer Rabashi hegibiyu hu l'rabbi kono. That's like this. If the Eved picks up his master, that's a kinyan. That's a kinyan chazoka. But hegibiyu rabbi loy, the Tanakam holds, let's say the master picks up the Eved, loy kono, that's not a good kinyan. That's not a kinyan chazoka. Stam to make a mais hagbor, the Tanakam holds, there's no kinyan hagbor by Eved Kenani. On this, Rabbi Shimon adds, no. Amir Rabbi Shimon, loite chazok gedolei me'agbo. That chazok should not be better than hagbo. She'agbo kaina b'chol mokum. Because hagbo is a kinyan anywhere.
So therefore, once you tell me that if the Eved picks up the master, that's a good kinyan, the same way should be the other way. When the master picks up the Eved, there's also a kinyan of Hagbor. That should also be good. Where it says, Hashta the Yarmid, now that you're telling me, Hegbi Yehula Rabbi, that if the Eved picks up his master, Konu, that's called the Chazok, he's starting to work with him. If so, Elamayat, if so, Shivcha Kenanis Tikne Bibiya. That if a master wants to be Kaina Shivcha Kenanis, he could do it by just living with her. Because when he goes on top of her, it's called she's picking him up. So that should also be called the Kinyan Chazoka. So Gemara says no. And we learned before, there's no Kinyan Bia by a Shivcha Kenanis. So Gemara says, Ki Amrina, when do I say there's a Kinyan of the Eved's picking you up? By Zen Enev Zemitztayer. Where the Eved is doing work. If the Eved has been star, it's painful for the Eved to pick up his master. That's called the Maisa Avdus, that's where you crane the Eved. But Hocha, if the master lives with the Shifra Kananis, Hocha Zenanav Zenanahu. They're both enjoying it. So she's enjoying it also, therefore it's not called she's working for the master, that's not called the Kinyan Chazaka. So we what about Shaloi Kadak? Let's say he lives with her, not in the right manner. So the Elochur, she's not having enjoyment, but still he's on top of her. So she's picking it up, she's picking him up. Maybe it's also called the Kinyan Chazaka. Michael, maybe what can you say over there? Some Rav Acha Barada. The Minacha, Man Leimlon, who tells you, the Lav Hano Islu, the Tavayu, who tells you that she doesn't enjoy it? Maybe she enjoys it also. So again, it's not called the Maisa Avda, she's not working for the master, she's enjoying itself, that's not called the Chazaka. The Yard and second, I'll bring you a proof for this, because the Pasuk always says, Mishkeve Ishaksiv. That means, Akesha Akosav Kedakla Shlokadaka. Any halacha that applies by Ibiya Kedaka, the same halacha applies by Ibiya Shlokadaka. So Shaloi Kedak is also called like a Biya, therefore you cannot be Kaini Yashivcha through a Biya Shaloi Kedak. It's also proof that it's called you're having enjoyment. The Mais Nagamar says, Rabbi Yehuda Handuya, Rabbi Yehuda from India, Ger, he was a Ger. And Shaylo Yashim, Shita, he had no Yashim then, he didn't have any new children after he became a Ger. Have a Cholish, he was very sick. Is O Mazutra Lashulabay. Mazutra went to visit him. Chazir the talk of Layalma. So Mazutra saw the way this Ger of Yehuda was very, very sick, about to die. Asak Layalma Tubi is very, very sick. Is Omalay. So what he wanted to do Mazutra now, he was afraid like that Yehuda the Ger is going to die. And he owns two Avodim. He had an Eved. He owned an Eved Kanani. And the locker is when the master dies, so the Eved now is going to go out free. Because since he has no Yorshim, the Yevet like will be crane himself. So Mazrutra wanted to make it that the Yevet should be working for him. So as soon as his master dies, Mazrutra is crane of this Yevet. Therefore, Mazrutra told the Yevet like this. Omalele Avdi told this Ger's Eved, Rav Yudis Eved, Shalof Lima Sanoi, take off my shoes, V'yatintinu Lebeisoy, and bring it to my house. And while this was happening, that's when the Ger of Yehuda died. So since this Eved now was working for Mazutra, Mazutra was carrying him with Chazaka. The Ikar the army, some say this case was Godel heavy. This Eved was a Godel over by mitzvah. Therefore, you need this new